Good day, dear friends. I stand in the library where I work this morning, and my heart turns to being comforted. My father passed away 2 days before my sister turned 60 years old, and my mom passed away 1 week before I turned 60 years old. And I look at that as not just a time of sadness, but every year my sister and I can take joy that our parents are with us. It's a reminder that they're always with us. And it's also a reminder to me that one day we will all be reunited in paradise. And that brings comfort to my heart. I found in Scripture, in 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 3, it says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God." And I take comfort in knowing that those that God has put around me at this time in the valley are His angels who have been sent to bring comfort to me at this time in my journey. My mom visited Virginia last year at this very time, and just seeing the daffodils blooming this year reminded me of the time that my mom was here, and I again take comfort and joy knowing she is with me. Let me pray for us, Lord. Lord, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for your many blessings. Lord, thank you for the people that you put in our lives who bring comfort us at a very time of need. Thank you, Father, that you are in all details. And thank you for the beauty that we see in nature out in the world. Watch over us, Lord. Watch over those who are in Ukraine. Father, we pray that you would bring peace to that whole situation. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.